And when she was done, you were all the sweet things rolled up in one. You're like a plaintive melody that never lets me free. For I'm content, the angels must have sent you, and they meant you just for me.
Stuff. That was Connie Boswell, and You Were Meant For Me from 1941. Very good morning to you. Welcome to Beagle at Night on this, what is it, August the 14th? Yes, I think that's right. Anyway, welcome. All the usual things in all the usual places, so settle back and relax, and let's talk about the folks who live on the hill.
Hilltop high, you and I, shiny and new, a cottage that two can fill, and we'll be pleased to be called the folks who live on the hill. Someday We may be adding a thing or two, a wing or two. We will make changes as any family will. But we will always be called the folks who live on the hill. Our veranda will command a view of meadows green, the sort of view that seems to want to be seen. And when the kids grow up and leave us, we'll sit and look at that same old view, just we two, Darby and Joan, who used to be Jack and Jill. The folks who like to be called what they have always been called, the folks who live on the hill.
Sing along with Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, and they have to be related, don't they? And the folks who live on the hill, and that was from 1937. We'll have the songs from Bing in a couple of minutes' time, but first of all, from Fiddler on the Roof, here is Mr. Matt Munro.
Is this the little girl I carried? Is this the little boy at play? I don't remember growing older when. When did she get to be a beauty? And when did he grow to be so tall? Wasn't it yesterday when they were small? Sunrise, sunset, swiftly flow the days. Seedlings turn overnight to sunflowers, blossoming even as we gaze. Sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset, swiftly fly the years, one season following another.
Beautiful song and a nice version as well from Mr. Matt Munro there, Sunrise Sunset from 1967, and of course Fiddler on the Roof. You are listening to Beagle at Night with me, RB, and we've come to our first segment, which is Bing in singing a song or something like that. To start off, at least three songs from Bing Crosby. I just have to say two magic words: Bing, sing.
suntan, windblown, honeymooners at last alone, feeling far above par. Oh, how lucky we are. While I give to you and you give to me, pretty spot in Ireland I always claim for my land, where the fairies and the blarney will never, never die. It's the land of the shillelagh. My heart goes back there daily to the girl I left behind me when we kissed and said goodbye, where dear old Shannon's flowing, where the three-leaf shamrock grows, where my heart is, I'm going to my little Irish rose. And the moment that I meet her, with a hug and kiss I'll greet her, for there's not a calling sweeter where the River Shannon flows.
Where dear old Shannon's flowing, where the three-leaved shamrock grows, where my heart is, I am going to my little Irish rose. And the moment that I meet her, with a hug and kiss I'll greet her, for there's not a calling sweeter where the River Shannon flows. Never was a sweeter calling, goodness knows, than this little Irish rose.
where dear old Shannon's flowing, where the three-leaf shamrock rolls, where my heart is, I'm going to my little Irish rose. And the moment that I meet her, with a hug and kiss I'll greet her, for there's not a calling sweeter where the River Shannon flows.
Now, has you got it, Sister Constance? Tell me, has you got it?
Oh, yeah. I got it, Brother Bingstons. Now, you knows I got it.
Now, has you got that rhythm in you, hmm?
Yeah, I think I got that rhythm in me.
Then you got it, Sister Constance. I swear, I do believe that you got it. You will shout when it hits you, yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, you'll shout when it hits you, yes, indeed.
Oh, yes, indeed.
When the spirit moves you, you'll shout, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, brother.
When it hits you, you'll holler, yes, indeed.
Oh, pops, I'm here, and I dig you, yes, indeed.
Oh, yes, indeed.
While I'm here, let me hip you, yes, indeed.
Oh, hip me, do that to me.
When that jive starts jumping, I shout, hallelujah. Oh, I'm in there, I'm in there, yes, indeed.
Brother Chowderhead, he got it in him, yes, indeed.
Oh, boy, you can say that again.
He digs deep in the middle, yes, indeed.
Oh, yes, indeed, deep.
How he blows his top when it rips, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, dig it out on your horn there, yeah. Brother Chowderhead, dig it for me. Comes out if it's in you, yes, indeed.
Oh, yes, indeed. When you jump, boy, it sends you, yes, indeed. When that feeling's on you, you shout, hallelujah. When it hits you, you'll holler, yes, indeed.
Lovely stuff. I was enjoying myself so much that I actually forgot the end of the song was coming up. Let's see, what do we hear? We heard True Love, first off, from Bing Crosby. And then I think we had Where the River Shannon Flows, again from Bing Crosby and his album Top of the Morning, his Irish collection. And then we had him singing along with Connie Boswell once again with Yes Indeed. And those are our three songs this week from Mr. Bing Crosby. We'll have some more songs from him around about the same time next week. Now, normally at this time we go over to Holger's house for some music, but he's been far too busy enjoying the Olympics on television, and we can't get in touch with him. So instead, we're going to play one that he sent in the past, and I think you'll be able to join in, even though I suspect it's in a foreign language.
Thank you. jag tanns dock gärna man bis morgens fru. När hissa melodi, hej, den min Lamberts nattlokal. Gibt es Mädels ohne Zahl, hübsch und adrett, schwarz, blond und auch brünett. Hey, dort tanzen die Matrosen in ihren blauen Hosen. Was sie da alles machen, das sind Sachen. Kennst du Lamberts Nachtlokal? Jeder tanzt dort gerne mal bis morgens früh nach dieser Melodie. Hey!
From Hans Remstedt. Of course, it was the Lambeth Walk. And we'll have hopefully some songs from Holger right about the same time next week when he's brushed off the Olympics. And did you see a lot of the Olympics? I didn't. I actually saw more than I thought I was going to see, but not as much as I wanted to, because I wanted to watch a lot of the badminton and frankly missed pretty much all of it except about two matches, which was a shame. Didn't see the closing ceremony as I was out with family, and they've just they've arrived back in the UK a couple of hours ago. So I hope you all had a good, safe flight over, and got up nice and early this morning. And they stayed at the hotel at JFK, so they didn't have that far to get the plane from. So I didn't see an awful lot of the Olympics, but I had family here instead, which was far, far nicer. Let's see, what should we do now?
There's a tale that they tell of a dolphin and a boy made of gold, with the shells and the pearls and the deep. He has lain many years fast asleep. What they tell of the boy on a dolphin, who can say if it's true? Should he rise from the depths of the ocean? Any wish that you wish may come true. You say he's only a statue, and what can a statue achieve? And yet, while I'm gazing at you, my heart tells my head to believe. Is the boy whom the gods have enchanted should arise from the sea, and the wish of my heart could be granted, I would wish that you loved only me.
Splendor for us, Julie London, and a boy on a dolphin here on Angel Radio. So, how's your week been since I was with you last? Well, as you know, this time last week I just got back from driving down to Manhattan, and the family came up on Wednesday, and it was nice to see them. They went, they left here actually yesterday afternoon, to go down to New York. But we had a nice time out. Unfortunately, there was the remnants of Hurricane Debbie, which meant that our tour around Connecticut was sort of curtailed a little bit on Friday. But of course, being mad Brits as you are, we went out anyway and took them around, and they saw Connecticut in a tropical storm, which is a little bit different when you write it up in the travel books, isn't it? But we had a nice time, and I had a good few meals out, and lots of family talk as well, which is really nice. So I had a good week, which was great. I hope your week was as good as mine. We've got Bigger's Big Three coming up next, but before that...
Well, now I'd like to sing a song for you, which I sang for the first time on Saturday before the Majesties, the King and Queen. Thank you. Okay. Frank has joined the tank corps. He really means to do his bit. He's wide awake and no mistake. He's absolutely it. Oh, he does look a swank. Does Frank on his tank? He does look a swank. Does Frank? See him dashing along with the clickety-clickety-clang. He hasn't done much fighting yet, quite new are his togs. He's only knocked down policemen and run over 14 dogs. But he does look a swank, does Frank on his tank. He does look a swank, does Frank without his hat on. He does look a swank, does Frank. Oh, he does look a swank, does Frank on his tank. He does look a swank, does Frank. See him dashing along with the clickety-clickety-clang. He dashed through a laundry and came out banging form with a pair of what's-her-names in front to keep the engine warm. Oh, he swank, did Frank on his tank. He did look a swank, did Frank. He'd made a bloomer. He did look a swank, did Frank. Oh, he does look a swank. Does Frank on his tank? He does look a swank, does Frank. See him dashing along with the clickety-clickety-clang. One night with a girl, 4 hours inside his sock. It's the first time that they'd used a tank for anything like that. But he did look a swank, did Frank with his tank. He did look a swank, did Frank. He popped the question, he did look a swank, did Frank. Saluted him, then whispered to the Queen, oh, he does look a swank, does Frank on his tank. He does look a swank, does Frank, give him a medal. He does look a swank, does Frank.
That was George Formby and Frank on his tank, which he sang just a couple of weeks ago. Okay, Queen. Yep, pretty impressive, wasn't it? Hope you enjoyed that. I want to say a very good morning to Valerie, who lives in Liverpool. Morning, Valerie. I hope you are well. She says, have you ever played Big Three from Val Doonican before? And the honest answer is, Valerie, I'm not totally sure. I thought we had, but I can't see in my records that we have actually done that. So thank you for suggesting the three songs that we should play if we haven't. And you know what, Val, even if we hadn't, I think I'd probably play them anyway, because you have chosen three goodies. So Beagle's Big Three this week, courtesy of Valerie in Liverpool. It is Mr. Val Doonican.
Pigtails to wedding veils, from pinafores to lace, and in between are the special years time never can erase. From play toys college boys, from little girl to wife, and in between are the special years you remember all of your life. The special years are filled with sweet promises and pain, but love will never taste quite so wonderful again. So slow up, don't rush to grow up. You'll be a woman before long. So stay a while in the special years. Their magic will soon be gone. Just stay a while in the special years. Their magic will soon be gone.
When I was just a wee little lad, full of health and joy, my father homeward came one day and gave to me a toy. A wonder to behold it was, with many colors bright, and the moment I laid eyes on it, it became my heart's delight. And it went when it moved, and when it stopped, and when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. Now the first time that I picked it up, I had a big surprise. For right on the bottom were two big buttons that looked like big green eyes. I first pushed one and then the other, then I twisted its lid. And when I set it down again, well, here is what it did. It went when it moved, and when it stopped, and when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. It first marked march left, and then march right, and then marched under the chair. And when I looked where it had gone, it wasn't even there. I started to cry, and my daddy laughed. He knew just what I'd find. When I turned around, my marvelous toy came chugging from behind. And it went when it moved, and when it stopped, and when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. Well, the years have gone by too quickly, it seems, and I have my own little boy. And yesterday I gave to him my marvelous little toy. His eyes nearly popped right out of his head, and he gave a squeal of glee. Neither one of us knows just what it is, but he loves it just like me. It still goes when it moves, and when it stops, and when it stands still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. You might wake up some morning to the sound of something moving past your window in the wind. And if you're quick enough to rise, you'll catch the fleeting glimpse of someone's fading shadow. Out on the new horizon, you may see the floating motion of a distant pair of wings. And if the sleep has left your ears, you might hear footsteps running through an open meadow. Don't be concerned, it will not harm you. It's only me pursuing something I'm not sure of. Across my dreams, with nets of wonder, I chase the bright elusive butterfly of love. You might have heard my footsteps echo softly through the distance in the canyons of your mind. I might have even called your name as I ran searching after something to believe in. You might have seen me running through the long abandoned ruins of someone I used to be. If you remember something there that glided past you, followed close by heavy breathing. Don't be concerned, it will not harm you. It's only me pursuing something I'm not sure of. Across my dreams, with nets of wonder, I chase the bright elusive butterfly of love. Across my dreams, with nets of wonder, I chase the bright elusive butterfly of love.
Beautiful stuff. Very nice indeed, Mr. Val Dunican, courtesy of Valerie in Liverpool. And the three songs that she chose for us there, The Special Years started it all, The Elusive Butterfly ended it. Right in the middle, we played with The Marvelous Toy. Thank you so much for that, Valerie, dear. Really did enjoy hearing those three songs. Very nice indeed. Thank you. And if you'd like to be the purveyor of next week's Beagle's Big Three, you know what to do. Email me, roy@angelradio.uk, or you can give the good people a call during normal office hours and ask them if they would very much mind sending me a message. And that was very nice, and they always do. And of course, you can get in touch with them, 0800 014 1955. There you go. What are we going to do now? Oh, I think it's time to look back at this week back then, don't you?
On your old Valve wireless and your new digital radio and computers, laptops, worktops, iPads, earpads, knee pads, mobile phones, headphones, saxophones, Wi-Fi radios, hi-fi radios, high-priced radios, low-priced radios. The fabulous sound of Angel Radio.
Wonderful Big A, wonderful Angel Radio.
And let's start with something that happened on this very day back in 1592, when the first sighting of the Falkland Islands took place by John Davis. And last Sunday you may have seen the closing of the 2024 Summer Olympics, but back in 1920 the Summer Olympics opened on this day in Antwerp, Belgium, with the newly adopted Olympic flag and the Olympic oath being raised and taken at the opening ceremony for the first time in Olympic history. And a sad day in history for radio lovers in 1967, when the UK Marine Broadcasting Offences Act 1967 declared participation in offshore pirate radio illegal.
319 Radio Caroline.
Also on this week back then, in 1498, Gerard Borgia, son of Pope Alexander VI, became the first person in history to resign from being a cardinal. And talking of popes, as we sort of were, in 1740, Pope Benedict XIV, previously known as Prospero Lambertini, succeeded Clement XII as the 247th Pope. And this week back then, in 1914, the United Kingdom and the British Empire declared war on Austria-Hungary. And back to the Olympics for a moment. This week back then, in 1964, South Africa was banned from the Olympic Games due to the country's racist policies. On to royal weddings right now, and who doesn't love a royal wedding? Well, back in 1503, King James IV of Scotland married Margaret Tudor, daughter of King Henry VII of England, at Holyrood Abbey in Edinburgh, Scotland. And as far away from royal weddings as you can get, in 1964, Peter Allen and Gwyn Evans are hanged for the murder of John Allen West, becoming the last people executed in the United Kingdom. And sadly, this week back then, on August the 12th, an air crash occurred in Japan.
Helicopter news tape just in from the site where a 747 slammed into a mountainside in central Japan. It shows that, we find out that there are 524 people, including two Americans, who were aboard the plane. And tonight, Japanese officials say rescue teams have just found at least four survivors.
In actual fact, 520 people were killed. This week back then, in 1990, Sue, the largest and most complete Tyrannosaurus rex skeleton, was found, and it was discovered by Sue Hendrickson in South Dakota. Now, if you were tuned to
The Voice of Radio One
on August the 17th, 1969, you would have heard this at the top of the charts. And if you'd been tuned to Radio 1 for the whole of Sunday, the 17th of August, 1969, you would have heard at 7:02, Sunday Special, Ed Stewart at 9 o'clock, Simon's on Sunday at 10, Family Favourites at 12 o'clock, at 2 o'clock, it was He Who Can No Longer Be Mentioned, 3 o'clock, Seen and Heard with Johnny Moran, Stage 1 at 4, as we've already learned, Alan Freeman with Pick of the Pops at 5 o'clock, John Peel at 7, Stuart Henry was with you at 9, Alexic Corner's R&B Show at 10 o'clock, and Humphrey Littleton at 11. After the news at midnight, it was Night Riot with Dwight Wiley through till 2 o'clock and closed down at 2:02. Now, if you were lucky enough to be watching television on Sunday the 15th of August 1954, well, it started at 4 o'clock in the afternoon with Out of Doors. There was a visit to a farm in Sussex at milking time, and then from the studio at 4:30, Sheila McQueen demonstrated ways to use flowers in the house and for exhibition. Children's television was at 5 with Muffin the Mule. Annette Mills was writing the songs and Hogarth pulled the strings. Children's newsreel followed. Closed down at 6 o'clock, reopened at 7:30 with news and a newsreel. At 7:55 it was Guess My Story with Helen Cherry, Eunice Gayson, Michael Pertwee, Jack Train and Peter West in the chair. Music Box at 25 minutes past 8 with Jack Hardy and his little orchestra. Return to the River was at 5 to 9, the fourth in a play cycle, The Promised Years by Ian McCormack. At 10 past 10 it was Les Belles Sandy Kerbusk et Toki, and it was singers and dancers of the ballet of the people that I've just mentioned. Epilogue was at 25 minutes past 10, news at 25 to 11 in sound only, and that was it for BBC television in 1954, and that was all there was. Close down and fade to black. However, on August the 16th, 1977, radio stations all across the world were interrupted to announce this.
Repeating a news bulletin we had earlier, police in Memphis, Tennessee, say this afternoon, 42-year-old Elvis Presley, the Mississippi boy whose country rock guitar and gyrating hips launched a new style of popular music, died this afternoon at Baptist Hospital. Presley was 42. He had been taken to the emergency room of the hospital, suffering from what officials said was respiratory distress. Elvis Presley, the king of rock and roll, dead at 42 this afternoon in Memphis. Back to regular programming.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries, 'cause if there's one thing she don't need, is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
Now people, don't you understand? Your child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Now take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as the cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns, so he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And as her young man dies
in the ghetto,
on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born. And his mama cries.
Beautiful, beautiful stuff. Elvis Presley and In the Ghetto. You're listening to Angel Radio with me, RB, on this Wednesday morning now in the United Kingdom, August the 14th. Still very much the 13th for me, but give it a couple more hours, it'll all change.
that I'm waiting here. I can just picture him helping a smoke as he struggles to choke back a tear.
Down the street, I met somebody who was mighty sweet, mighty fair to see. I asked her, would she like to have a talk, make some talk. All the fellas standing on the walk, wishing they were me. Mama, let me dress up tonight. I've got a secret, gonna fess up tonight. Gonna dance by the light of the moon. Gonna dance with the dolly with the hole in her stocking, while her knees keep a knocking and her toes keep a rocking. Dance with the dolly with the hole in her stocking. Dance by the light of the moon. Gonna dance by the light of the moon. Gonna dance by the light of the moon. By the light of the moon. Mama, put the cat out tonight. Worked all day, I'm gonna scat out tonight, and I won't be home until dawn. Gonna dance with the dolly with the hole in her stocking, while her knees keep a knocking and her toes keep a rocking. Dance with the dolly with the hole in her stocking. Dance by the light of the moon. Gonna dance by the light of the moon. Gonna dance by the light of the moon.
And indeed he did. That was Al Jennings providing the vocal refrains, with Russ Morgan waving the stick at his orchestra and dance with a dolly with a hole in a stocking. That was from 1944. Good to have a foxtrot every so often, isn't it? Let's see, we're getting very close to a little bit of posh, but before we get posh, we've certainly got time for this. Here.
If I had it in my power, I'd arrange for every boy to have your charms. Then every minute, every hour, every girl would find what I found in your arms. Everybody loves somebody sometime. And although my dream was overdue, your love made it well worth waiting for someone like you.
Mistake, can you? That was, of course, the great Peggy Lee, and Everybody Loves Somebody from 1948. Dave Barber's orchestra as well. Now, sometimes, I don't know if it ever happens to you, but sometimes I think to myself, I've already done this, and I think I've already played this next record, but I didn't write it down on my list, so I'm not totally sure. So I'm going to play it, and if I've already played it, then it's certainly worth a second airing. And if I haven't, well, then no harm done, right? Here's Mitchell Ayers and his orchestra with vocal refrain from Mary Ann Mercer, no less, and we're off to Make Believe Island.
Love will find you, and then to live.
again, wonderful island, where broken dreams come true, make-believe island beyond the blue.
Make-Believe Island from 1940, Michel Ayers and His Fashions in Music, with the vocal refrain by Mary Ann Mercer. You're listening to Angel Radio with me, Roy Begley, coming to you from Danbury, Connecticut, here in the United States. And it has just gone 1 o'clock in the UK, 8 o'clock here in the evening. And you can hear us here on 98.6 in Havant and Portsmouth and other myths around the place. You can also hear us on various DAB multiplexes and, of course, around the world on the World Wide Web. And for currently listening details on DAB and the World Wide Web, you can go to the website angelradio.co.uk. Time now for a little bit of posh. And this week, we just got lots of songs from one of Gilbert and Sullivan's, I don't know, I think it's one of their best, but it's certainly one of their most popular, The Mikado.
Great Mikado, virtuous man, when he to rule our land began, resolved to try a plan whereby young men might best be steadied. So he decreed in words succinct that all who flattered, leered, or winked, unless connubially linked, should forthwith be beheaded, 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 should forthwith be beheaded. And I expect you'll all agree that he was right to so decree. And I am right, and you are right, and all is right as right can be.
And you are right, and we are right, and all is right as right can be.
And all is right as right can be. Decree you'll understand, cause great dismay throughout the land, for young and old and shy and bold were equally affected. The youth who winked a roving eye, or breathed a non-connubial sigh, was thereupon condemned to die. He usually objected, objected, objected. He usually objected. You'll allow, as I expect, that he was right to so object. And I am right, and you are right, and everything is quite correct.
And you are right, and we are right, and everything is quite correct.
And everything is quite correct.
All is quite correct.
And so we straight let out on bail a convict from the county jail, whose head what's next on some pretext condemned to be mown off, and made him headsman for we said, who's next to be decapitated, cannot cut off another's head until he's cut his own off, his own off, his own off, until he's cut his own off. And we are right, I think you'll say, to argue in this kind of way. And I am right, and you are right, and all is right, so more or less.
And you are right, and we are right, and all is right, so more or less.
And I am right, and you are right.
Yes.
On a tree by a river, a little tomtit sang willow, tit willow, tit willow. And I said to him, Dickie bird, why do you sit singing willow, tit willow, tit willow? Is it weakness of intellect, birdie, I cried, or a rather tough worm in your little inside? With a shake of his poor little head, he replied, oh, willow, tit willow, he slapped at his chest as he sat on that bough, singing willow, tit willow, tit willow. And a cold perspiration bespangled his brow, oh willow, tit willow, tit willow. He sobbed and he sighed, and a gurgle he gave. Then he plunged himself into the billowy wave, and an echo arose from the suicide's grave. Oh, willow, tit willow, I feel just as sure as I'm sure that my name isn't willow, tit willow, tit willow. That was blighted affection that made him exclaim, oh willow, tit willow, tit willow. And if you remain callous and obdurate, I shall perish as he did, and you will know why, though I probably shall not exclaim as I die. Oh, willow, tit willow, thank you.
this subject, I pray you be dumb. Your notions, though many, are not worth a penny. The word for your guidance is mum. You've a very good bargain in me.
On this subject, you pray you be dumb, no, no. You think you might better say dumb, no, no. You'll find there are many who are meant for a penny, who are meant for a penny. There are lots of good fish in the sea, there are lots of good fish in the sea. There's lots of good fish, good fish in the sea. There's lots of good fish, good fish in the sea, in the sea, in the sea, in the sea, in the sea.
The threat of cloud has passed away.
We'll change the dawning day.
Before the night may come too soon.
With years and years of afternoon.
Then let the dawn, the joy advance. With laughing song and merry dance. Let the from my joy advance. With laughing song and merry dance. With laughing song and merry dance. With laughing song.
With joy.
Stuff indeed. From the Mikado, we had our great Mikado, virtuous man, and the sun whose rays are all ablaze on the tree by river, a little Tom Tit, and for he's gone and married Yum Yum after the fanfare there. And we had lots of people singing. It was all with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, which is rather good, but in there we had Colin Wright, John Reed, Kenneth Sanford, and Michael Rayner. Pauline Wales, Peggy Ann Jones, and lots more as well. I think one of my favourite opera singers was also in there, Valerie Masterson, who I really do enjoy hearing, and also Royston Nash. We'll have some more posh around about the same time next week, but now a little bit later than usual, but usual just the same. It's time for Day at Night.
This house, O Lord, we pray, make it safe by night and day. Bless these walls so firm and stout, keeping want and trouble. Bless the roof and chimneys tall. Let thy peace lie over all. Bless this door that it may prove ever open to joy. Dwell within. that we may be fit, O Lord, to dwell with thee. Bless us all that one
that I love.
And when I get that lonesome feeling and I'm miles away from home,
I hear the voice of the mystic mountains calling me back home. So take me back to the Black Hills, the Black Hills of Dakota, to the beautiful Indian country that I love, to the beautiful Indian country that I love.
Back to the Black Hills, to the beautiful Indian country that I love.
You do not mind the winter day. You know that spring is on its way. You know that mountain streams will flow. Be still and know the cloud will form. The rain will fall. The stars will rise on great and small. You plant a seed, the seed will grow. the frozen field that will be green. The ocean tide that comes each night, the western wind, the morning light. If you have faith in all these ways, then leave with God your future days. Your cup of life will overflow. Be still and know
what, I'm so in the mood for Doris Day this morning. How about one more?
Old man sunshine, listen you. Don't you tell me dreams come true. Just try it and I'll start a riot. Beatrice Fairfax, don't you dare ever tell me he will care. I'm certain it's the final curtain. I never wanna hear from any cheerful Pollyannas who tell you fate supplies a mate. It's all bananas. They're writing songs of love, but not for me. A lucky star's above, but not for me. With love to lead the found more clouds of gray than any Broadway play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. Hi-ho, alas. And also lackaday, but still I can't dismiss the memory of his kiss. I guess he's not for
indeed. That's Day at Night for this week. We finished up with But Not For Me, and we started off with Bless This House, which I thought was rather beautiful, and in the middle there, The Black Hills of Dakota and Be Still and Now. No, even Be Still and No. I looked at that and I knew I was going to say it wrong, and it's exactly what I did. Don't you love it? Hey, listen, it's early in the morning, it's me. It's you. There's nobody else. So let us enjoy each other's company. How about that? Going to be having some comedy in just a couple of minutes of time, but first.
Wow.
On l'appelle Mademoiselle de Paris, et sa vie c'est un petit peu la nôtre. Son royaume c'est la rue de Rivoli, son destin c'est d'habiller les autres. On dit qu'elle est petite main, et s'il est vrai qu'elle n'est pas grande, que de bouquets et de guirlandes a-t-elle semé sur nos chemins. Elle chante un air de son faubourg, elle rêve à des serments d'amour, elle pleure, et plus souvent qu'à son tour, Mademoiselle de Paris. Le talent qu'elle a pour faire un bal à l'opéra et file à la porte des lilas, Mademoiselle de Paris. Il fait beau et là-haut, elle va coudre un cœur à son manteau. Mais le cœur d'une enfant de Paris, c'est pareil au bouquet de violettes. On l'attache au corsage un samedi, le dimanche on le perd à la fête. Adieu guinguette, adieu garçon, la voilà seule avec sa peine, et recommence la semaine, et recommence la chanson. Elle chante un air de son faubourg, elle rêve à des serments d'amour, elle pleure, et plus souvent qu'à son tour, Mademoiselle de Paris. Elle donne un peu de ses 20 ans pour faire une collection de printemps, et seule s'en va rêver sur un banc, Mademoiselle de Paris. 3 petits tours, un bonjour, elle oublie qu'elle a pleuré d'amour. Elle vole à petits pas pressés, elle court vers les Champs-Élysées, donne un peu de son déjeuner au moineau des Tuileries. Elle fredonne, elle sourit, et voilà Mademoiselle de Paris.
Beautiful Jacqueline of Francois avec Pourtant et son orchestre et Mademoiselle de Paris de décembre 1948. I think that's right.
Stick with us, you'll be well fed with happy music and a smile. Golden oldies all the while. Keep tuned and follow suit. Let Angel bring a brighter future. Angel Radio, it's the one for me.
Here are the football results. League Division 1. Aston Villa 2, West Ham 1. Bolton 4, West Bromwich Albion 2. Burnley 2, Leeds 2. Leicester City 3, Arsenal 4. Luton Town 1, Birmingham 1. Manchester United 2, Blackpool 2. Newcastle 4, Everton 1. Portsmouth 2, Nottingham Forest 2. Preston 1, Manchester City 2. Tottenham 3, Blackpool 3. Wolves 2, Chelsea 1. Division 2, Bristol City 1, Sheffield 3. Cardiff 2, Rotherham 4. Charlton 2, Brighton 1. Fulham 1, Swansea 1. Huddersfield 4. Barnsley 3. Leighton Orient 1. Derby 4. Lincoln 5. Stoke City 2. Liverpool 1. Sunderland 2.
And sports view tonight comes from a very old English club, the Drunken Duck at Sweething, which is playing the pick and whistle at Myrtlesham in the final of their annual Drats Championship. Drats being one of the oldest games ever to be played in English public houses. Beside me is the landlord, Mr. Crowther.
How do you?
Mr. Crowther, we are very interested indeed in this game of Drats. How long have you been playing?
Oh, Drats.
Oh, how long?
You hear that, lads? How long?
Really, as long as that?
Yeah, sure. Well, the boys are just going to play around now. Now, this is Tom Smiley,
how
our
do you
chief
do,
dratter.
How do you do? And that thing he's holding is a drat?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. A drat.
Now, this shaft, Tom, seems to be made of oak.
Yes, sir. No, sir, not oak. Helm. Helm.
Oh, I see. Not oak.
No, sir. Not hoak. You'd nurdle for sure if it were hoak.
Did you say nurdle?
Nurdle. Nurdle, sir. Yes, indeed. Nurdle.
I see. Well, tell me, Tom, these things on the end, what are
they're
they?
They're actually... Thongs, sir. Thongs, they are.
Thongs?
A safeguard, yes. A safeguard.
Against what?
Nurdling. Nurdling, sir. A great stranger to
nurdling. Very dangerous to nurdle.
Well, Tom's going to drat now.
Well, what's that chap at the door for?
He's the lurker, sir. He lurks at the door. He opens the door so Tom can have a free run.
I see. Just a minute. What's Tom putting his feet in the bucket for?
The wetting, sir. In water.
The wetting?
In water, sir. Before the run-in comes the wetting.
Before the run-in comes the wetting.
Yes. Well, what's he doing now?
Well, he's taking up his stance, sir. Opposite the lurker, like, waiting he is.
Yeah, waiting. Sir. Waiting for what?
His signal, sir.
Arm split!
And there it is, and away goes Tom! But, please, quiet, please, sir. It's a draft.
Twenty-four. Very good.
Was that good?
Oh, very good, sir. A clean
run and
nary
a nurdle.
Quiet, lads, quiet, lads. It's a visitor's floor. George Smothergoose as the drat.
George, get out, George.
He holds it a bit different, doesn't he?
Well, he's a southpaw, sir, what we call a cacker. There goes the bucket.
Wait a minute, he's not putting his feet in water.
No, sir, milk. Pig's milk. Smothergoose is an international.
Oh.
Smothergoose to drat, signals the lurker, foot muddle.
Arc split.
And there he goes, sir.
Seventeen.
Yeah. A near nurdle.
A near nurdle.
You be careful what you say about Smothergoose.
Well,
I wonder if I might try a drat.
A what? Oh, gentlemen from London wants to drat.
Oh, how kind of him. Is that different?
Yeah, sir. Well, it's Arnold's drat, sir. It's made out of meat.
I'll be very careful with it. Now, where's the bucket?
No, no, sir. That's for professionals. You do a dry run. You're less likely to nurdle. Now then.
Right. Will you give the signals?
All right, sir. Easy does it. Wait till the lurker's in position. Muddleburken! London Burke!
A nurdle.
We are told very loudly and often to lift up our hearts. We are told that good humor will soften fate's deadliest dark. So, however bad our domestic troubles may be, we just shake with amusement and sing. Granny's in bed with her varicose veins again. Everyone's gay because dear cousin Florrie was run down on Saturday night by a lorry. The whole world light as a bubble. The family's thrilled because Elsie's in trouble. When Albert fell down, all the steps of the town early got three bad cats and a broom. We're delighted to be able to say we're unable to pay up our debts. We're excited because Percy's got fangs and we've run out the bullet for them. Pictures, Ernie's got boils again. Everything's covered with ointments and oils again. Now he's had seven, so God's in his heaven and now he's the end of the news. mother brain is beginning to atrophy. Last Sunday night after eating an apple, he made a rude noise in the Methodist chapel. Now don't laugh, poor Mrs. Mason was washing some moulds in the lavatory basin when that old corroded gas heater exploded and blew us back into the view. We're in clover, Uncle George is in clink for refusing to work for the work. Now it's over, Auntie Maud seems to think he'll be far better place than before. Hey-ho, hi diddle diddle, Aunt Isabel shingles have met in the middle. She's buried in Devon, so rotten in heaven, and that is the end of the news.
Settle yourself in your chair outside and I'll bring the tea as soon as it's ready. And mind the step, dear. Well, you missed it yesterday. Okay, okay. I'm not fussing. Hello, Ken. Hello, beautiful yourself. I'm sorry to bother you in the middle of office hours, but, you know, it's so difficult to find a time when Dad's not near the phone. He's out on the porch. Oh, about the same, but it's been a bad morning after a bad night. He couldn't sleep. Look, dear, I can't come out tonight. Well, because I can't leave him. Oh, yeah, he's got the radio, he's got the dog, and it's high time he got used to being left on his own, etc., etc. But, you know, I can't leave him tonight. Well, he gets the willies when he's alone in the house, and I wouldn't have a minute's peace, you know. I'd be imagining this and that, and... Ken, I do want to come. I know it's been going on like this for ages. Oh, Ken, don't say that. No, you don't wish it. You couldn't. No, I don't. Of course I don't. He's my father. Oh, damn, just a minute, he's yelling for me. Hang on. It hasn't boiled yet, Dad. I'll be... Oh, all right. Well, you turn it on and you start listening. I'll be out in a minute. He's got the portable radio out there and there's some play he wants me to listen to with him. Yeah, he can hear it. You know, if we put it on loud enough. Pity the poor neighbours. Look, you wouldn't feel like coming round later, would you? I know it always works out that way. Oh, I hear it's a wonderful picture. Oh, I wish you'd see it and then you can tell me about it later. I'm not being noble. I'm just wishing I could go with you. I'm feeling a bit, you know. No, I can't, Ken. Well, I did ask Letty to come over and sit with him, but she's got the kids and Frank and, well, it's a hell of a way over here, you know, and they do take him out in the car every Sunday. I put him first because I have to put him first, but you know what I feel about you. Look, if we could afford a housekeeper, we'd have a housekeeper, and it won't go on forever, love. What did you say? Well, maybe it is best not to meet then, if that's how you feel. Well, it won't bring me to my senses, Ken. Well, I'm not doing this because I want to. I'm torn in two all the time because I love you and because although he drives me mad, I got to look after my father. Well, because he's old and I'm fond of him. Even when I want to scream because he's so slow and so difficult and that. But because I remember when he wasn't like that, when he used to be good fun and make us laugh and... Well, I can't just go off and leave him. I expect it is bloody hard on you. No, we're not getting any younger. Well, that's that then, isn't it? Oh, don't let's talk any more about it, Ken. I mean, what's the good of talking about it? I may sound funny, but I don't feel very funny. And I've got to go, he's calling again. Okay, Dad, I said I'd come when the tea was ready. Okay, I'll bring your toffees when I come. I must go. Well, because he needs me. All right, I will go and be a little ray of sunshine. It's a very good idea. Thank you for thinking of it. Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. Oh, God. Yes, Dad, I was on the phone. Oh, it was only Letty. Yeah, just say she'll be over as usual on Sunday. I am getting your tea.
Lizzie? Oh dear, what do you want? Better go and see who's knocking at the front door. Oh my goodness, I wonder who it can be. don't know where he is. Hello, Cornelia. I was just passing and heard you wasn't so very well, so I thought I'd pop in and cheer you up a bit. I brought some flowers. I thought if I were too late, they'd come in handy, but I see you're still here. Yes, I'll tell you what. These here stairs have an awkward bend at top to get the coffin down, haven't they? Aye. Well, now, what's been the matter with you? I've had bronchitis. Oh, I see. Well, you want to be careful with that, you know, the popping off in hundreds with it up and down. Still, you won't have to worry. I suppose you don't know that your Willie Henry's on Mill Pond in a tub. And bottom looks if it'll come out any minute. There won't half be some bubbles then, if you like. No, well, I can't get to him. Well, no, you'll have to trust to Providence he comes home. And I'll tell you another thing, too. I don't like the looks of that woman you've got in. She stood at door now with a chap. He looks to me like a burglar. You look, well, if she gives him skeleton at Keole and he comes in and has a pop at you some night, you never know. There was a fella got in at Nabul last week and come through a window like that at back of your bed. I'd keep it fast if I was you. Oh, can I have a drink of water? Aye, you're looking a lot worse than what you did when I just come in. Here you are, mine's spilling now. I'm feeling a lot better, you know. Yes, well, you can't tell, you see, there was Mrs. Jones last week. She was sat up doing nicely like you are, and all of a sudden she started with spasms round the heart, and she went off like a flash of lightning on Wednesday. They're burying her today. Ah, well, I thought I'd pop in and see you up a bit, you see. Oh, I thought I'd something to tell you. Scarlet fever's broken out in the village. Yes, they've taken Freddy Hawthornthwaite today to the hospital. And your Willie Arthur were playing with them all yesterday. Ah, well, he looked all right at dinner time. Yes, I know. You can't tell, it takes 2 or 3 days to come up. Well, I'll be going and you'll have to book up a lot, you know. Is this your medicine here? Eh, I'd change your doctor if I was you. You see that white stuff at bottom? I'll bet tuppence that's arsenic. Well, I'll pop in tomorrow, Cornelia, that's if you're here. You don't half look bad. And you'll have to try and remember and keep a smile on your face. And then if you happen to pop off suddenly, you'll make a nicer corpse, you see. Well, ta-ta, shan't be long. Come to cheer me up, did she? My word, thank goodness she's gone.
That was Norman Evans and Auntie Ramsbottom's visit. And before that, we had a couple from Joyce Grenfell, telephone call, and that's the end of the news. And we had the football results and rats from Michael Benteen. And we'll have some more comedy for you around about the same time next week right here on Angel Radio.
Working hard, I've done jobs, nothing barred. Sweat and toil, learning skills, rarely knowing pain or ill. Then my travels brought me here, little knowing you'd appear. Took you dancing, out to dine, best job yet, made you mine. Finest beer, worked on cranes, bulldozed through, shepherded sheep and sheared them too, laid down bricks, mixed the mortar, delivered mail, worked as sorter, signaled trains along the line, best job yet, made you mine. I've dug coal, quarried stone, I've felled timber, polished bone, split down slate, mined for salt, threshed the wheat and mashed the malt, crushed ripe grapes, fatted wine, woven cloth, twisted twine, every job on the vacancy sign, best job yet, made you mine. I've mixed drinks behind the bar, played the fool and played guitar, been to sea, worked to shore, been a wandering troubadour. So my travels brought me here, little knowing you'd appear. Took you dancing, out to dine, best job yet, made you mine. Best job yet. made you mine.
Is Langford, isn't it? And indeed that was her, and she was there singing with Harry Sosnick and his orchestra, Say Over and Over Again, from 1940, and before that, from the mid-60s, Best Job Made You Mine, from Clinton Ford. You're listening to A Beagle at Night here on Angel Radio. Looking at the clock, what have we got? Ooh, we've got about 8 minutes, which means I can probably fit in 3 songs if I'm quick.
Strike some. Shining in June.
Pity it's over all too soon.
Your silvery beams will bring love's dreams.
We'll be cuddling soon
by the silvery moon. Oh, Claire de Lune.
Sams and his singers, and Au Clair de la Silvery Moon, and before that, the Robershaw Chorale and Spanish Ladies. And that's it for this edition of Big Lead Night. Thank you so much for joining me for the last 2 hours. It's been my privilege to be with you, and I thank you very much for joining me. If you've managed to do the whole 2 hours, well done to you. I am very impressed. And don't worry if you nodded off and woke up and nodded off and woke up again. It's sort of what the program's all about, really. Till the same time next week, from me, RP. Keep well. Ta-da.
Oh, for just the chance to love you. Would I love you, love you, love you. To take you in my arms has always been my goal. Sure as there's a moon above you, would I love you, love you, love you, with all my heart and soul, with all my heart and soul. You ask me, would I love you if you let me? Eyes that see or eyes that know. Question when I'm yearning so, oh, for just the chance to love you. Would I love you, love you, love you, to take you in my arms has always been my goal. Sure as there's a moon above you, would I love you, with all my heart and soul, with all my heart and soul.
question when I'm yearning so. Oh, for just the chance to love you. Would I love you, love you, love you? To take you in my arms has always been my goal. Sure as there's a moon above you, would I love you, love you, love you? With all my heart and soul, with all my heart.